Hello and welcome back to Riverside City Pod Season 2, Cape School. I'm Paul, your Game Master, and with me we have Natalie, who plays Marat.
Hello.
Mike, who plays Salamander.
Hey, everybody.
And last but not least, Art, who plays Chimera.
Evening, everybody.
Question of the day comes from Natalie today.
What is your character's party trick?
Like an icebreaker type thing?
Like, party? You know, when people can do the W with their tongue at parties. Or mine is really dumb, so I was trying to find one. I have two options. Number one is
I have illusion powers and I make illusions of things.
Well, I can go sit in the corner of a party and no one would notice me, or breaking an apple in half with just one hand.
You see, I was gonna say that, you would spread your arms.
Ha! That's Bright Force. Nice try.
You got the animals too.
I do got animals, but that was more of a Bright Force thing. She ain't gonna do that with animals. Or she'd pull out.
Or it's just an illusion.
Or she'd pull out Murphy and have him do the ring thing, and it's amazing because he doesn't do it.
You got the illusions.
He did it. He didn't even move.
Sal, what you got?
Well, we've discussed it before outside of using move and shift, and, you know, kind of like Maui.
Yeah.
And mine is, I use all the time because it's always have a flower. That still has to be one of my favorite things.
Mm-hmm.
Perfect icebreaker.
And you don't have the druidcraft cantrip anymore. It makes me a little bummed out because that's how you would do. Not even just a power check, but it's trivial.
It's three or higher. Actually, power check.
It's basically don't roll a one, but or it's casual.
Yeah. Okay.
Not that you ever used it besides for that, so I didn't think you'd care. It's literally if there's no stress, you could just do it. Because you take a casual roll, treat it like you take 10. Now if it's under stress and you're like trying to impress a girl, then you get a roll because you know that there's stakes. All right. I'll do a very brief recap. The clash happened. They went from Big Ben to Tower Bridge to the globe to Cleopatra's Needle. They came back and tied for first place with Team 3 from Cape School. So Cape School took 1-2 and third place. Does anyone remember third place for inspiration?
Again?
No.
It was tied for first.
Fourth place.
Fourth place was a three-way tie.
I believe I remember. It was the Australians.
Yeah.
I was going to say
seventh.
I think you're right. Oof. It was Australia. Yeah,
I think it was Australia.
You are correct. Take your inspiration.
I'll take that inspiration.
You're going to need it.
I'm going to need it.
Was Australia the grid?
No, the Outback.
That's India.
Outback.
So the last thing that happened was they did started to do a speech and was interrupted by a black ship streaking out of the clouds above them. And barreling towards the Clash contestants and the assembled, you know, reporters and there's like two other Cape teams, but they're like the Vanguard is here because Shinsoku called his friends. It's pretty much just the Vanguard and then now the headmasters are here.
Yeah.
All of which are most of which are ass kickers.
I mean, the Penguin isn't an ass kicker.
He's on the list. He has weaponkinesis. He makes he just says, I control all weapons nearby. Fuck that thing up.
Technically.
It's very specifically like manufactured weapons. Like an RPG, no problem. A rock can do it. A sharpened rock can do it. It's been worked. Mm-hmm. It has been touched by man's hand. Change its shape. He can't make his own weapons. It's a sad thing. But anyway. We open up onto a scene of there is a black ship about, it just kind of keeps going for a while as it exits the clouds. Looks like it's probably a quarter mile long, maybe.
We were healed, right?
Everyone's at full health. Merlin snaps out and points into the crowd and says, Sandman, do your thing. And a sleepy-eyed sharp suit wear. No, I believe he wore a suit, like a black suit.
He was more. So.
Yeah. So it's a man in a suit with, you know, a shock of messy blonde, messy sand, like sand colored hair, raises his hand and snaps his fingers. And I'm going to give you two options on what this does. A, it can refresh any one of your abilities to full usages, up to and including your temporary hit points.
Okay.
Or B, it can give you a D10 plus 4 spell slot, spell levels.
Levels.
Yeah. You can do either one of you can do any of those options.
So D4 plus 10 or D10 plus 4?
You know, let's be nice. Let's see a D6 plus 9.
Well, that's what I'm going to do.
I know. Well, yeah, I knew. Yeah, the other one was.
I don't have spell slots.
So you want to get your 10 hit points. It just happens.
Because I use 2 spell points.
Gain 13 spells. You level 4. Spell. Yeah. 13 levels with the spells. Just unmark them.
Yeah.
Just, you know, let me know what you want. Let me know what you take back. Natalie, do you have anything you used up you want to get back?
Aminals. Well, I for sure have Murphy.
So you want to get your animals
please
back?
Please let me have Ted. I'll take Ted. Please let me have Ted back.
So what happens is you guys all, like, have a micro sleep.
We blink.
No, it's like you all kind of, like, half slump as you're, like, fall over and then you snap back to awake. Yes, it's also considered short rest if you need that. For action surge purposes.
Action surge and second wind.
He's like, I needs it.
Ooh, short rest, which means I get back my
Bardic Inspiration dice too. Yeah, it's a short rest on crack. He can only do it once a day, but he's pretty. It's an action for him to just do it, and then he actually passes out. And you see his team, you know, his old team, EF5, who we're gonna perform later.
Cyclone just kind of grabs him.
Yeah, exactly. Yep, puts him underneath the stage. Yep, he's safe here under the stage.
Andrews.
Yep. Yeah. All right, so you guys have some of your abilities back.
Overrated.
I don't care either way. That was what was going to happen. He's in universe already.
Yeah.
I hope he likes it though. So there is a ship barreling towards you guys, and you see Bright Force and Demon. And Blastar, all floating in the air. I don't know if Rico could. A spell. So all of them fly up and they're like, we're going to try and deal with the ship. Be ready. We'll do what we can. And they streak off into this sky with Blastar hanging onto Demon's foot.
Yeah.
as they blast off towards the ship.
If anyone was carrying.
You're entirely correct. Fastball
she's
special.
Literally dragging him.
Yeah. They've come on, little brother, let's go.
They've both thrown him, but, you know.
No, older brother. Anyway.
That's the funny part, is that he's much taller than her, and he's the older brother, yet she
manhandles him.
So, they streak towards the ship, and you're like, oh, they're going to handle it. And as you watch, a tessellation appears in the air around them, and they disappear. And since you hear Shinsoku behind you go, shit. He's behind you guys because he's
the headmaster.
So they were here for security purposes because they did not take the fact that we reported threats validly. Shit, I'm pretty good. He says anything big happens, other headmasters and I'll handle it. But we're gonna be relying on you. And he looks on that all of you guys assembled and says. Any small fries that come out, guard the civilians. We'll take care of the big ones. Just don't let this become a fucking massacre, or they'll never let us do the clash again. It almost got stopped forever. We finally got it back. And you guys are seeing like people, the other headmasters are giving similar things in their native languages. And you guys watch as the black ship starts to rotate. Like it almost looks like the front of the ship and the back of the ship don't move, but the center rotates and it starts dropping pods. Looks like it's 10 or 15 pods. Actually, you do count. It's 12 pods. And they come and they land in a ring around the eye, and where you guys are.
Right.
And they start disgorging black armor wearing, no symbols of any kind. If you look, there's nothing there. And you hear barked out in perfectly like Midwestern English, you know, kill everyone, let no one leave. And Shinsoku says, I'm going to put you at one of the pods, each of you. And is that okay?
Sure.
He casts Scatter. and teleports you all 120 foot to that other town, to the other, and you guys drop in front of one of the bigger pods. And then he looks and he seems like he may have upcasted or some way, because he did that to each team. And you watch as a much bigger pod lands right in front of the stage, and letting out is a trio of 15 foot tall. One might be a Gundam type thing or a mech suit. One looks like it's an actual giant, and another one looks like, what would be the best? Not a dragon, but some kind of draconian figure. It's got scales, the like dragon style head, but Western, definitely Western. You think it's probably some kind of drake. If you knew the difference between dragon and drake in this world, dragons being like Theo Eastern. And
dragon is Eastern. Dragons.
Correct.
For clarification.
Fine. Yeah. So you guys are in front of a field, and I need initiative rolls right.
Fuck you. My dice said no.
Also, your sibling's still out.
Yes.
Unless you send her away.
No. He is still, and he got healed.
Andrew, right?
Yeah.
He's got 100 hit points. He a thick boy. All right. We have initiative bags. All right. Who broke 20?
Oh, it's going to be a good night. I can see that now.
No one broke 20. Okay. Who broke 15? No, really?
Oh, no.
Like total, not on the die.
I rolled a 5.
Oh.
Plus an 8 is 13.
Okay, I have my high guy's at 13.
I go first. I got a 14.
Hey!
Your bonus is better than mine.
I fucking hope my bonus is better than yours.
I'll have to check my initiative bonus. My initiative bonus is 3. My third guy has an initiative of 6.
Oh.
I have 4, 5. You know what? I'm just gonna give you 5. I have 3 guys, but they're all the same. They somehow they stacked up despite having vastly different initiatives.
I had a 14.
In my defense, I got nothing. You see before you, roll me, Mike. You can roll fighting styles or no, tactics. Your tactics, and Chris, you can roll just perception, and Natalie, you can roll perception as well.
16 plus 10.
20, not
natural. 13. Chris, you get nothing. Actually, I'm sorry. You'll get basics. So
you get nothing.
You'll see that there's one guy who's obviously in charge. He has on some kind of heavy tactical armor, you would assume. And he is carrying a blade that ripples with purple energy. And he also has on his shoulders, you see there are little, like, missile pods. Or micro missiles, I guess you've seen micro missiles on things before. You also see at his hip is a golden like mouth horn, you know. There's also the other ones you see have. There's a pair of people who have. Well, let me make sure I'm getting this right. They've got flaming swords, and they have on their back a flamethrower. And then the last ones you see, they have looks like a fighting knife or a sword, and they have looks like a cross between a rifle and a flamethrower, like a rifle and underbarrel flamethrower. Everybody good on what you're seeing, Mike? With your tactics check, you can tell that these. Well, actually, Natalie, let's do Natalie's first because Natalie got a total of 20.
Correct.
You'll see all of that. You'll also see that the two with the just flamethrowers seem to have some kind of grenade hanging, but it's like hidden behind their back. That might be something special they can do. What would happen if you shot a modern grenade? I don't think anything would happen. No, nothing would happen.
What about if it's a fire?
Maybe. It would depend on how
or
well.
A cold arrow. I just imagine a cold arrow and then. You know, in cartoons, when you, like, make something cold, just a ice cube is around it.
You can probably make it unusable if you wanted to do that. But, Mike, so you're with your 26, the guy in the front is in charge. The big guy is in charge, no doubt about it. And from the way he's barking out orders in some language, I'm going to say it's just English. You'll hear him barking out, but it's like, it's battle tongue effectively, which is like, it's a shorthand that they're using. He's like, you know, left flank, you know, and he's calling out tactical commands, and you're able to identify, he's basically telling them to surround, to have the small guys fuck with you guys while the other two go incinerate while the two lieutenants go and incinerate the crowd, yeah.
Specifically,
AR. If we can. All right. Top of the order, Chimera, you are first to act.
I'm going to start off with casting Bane.
Oakley Dokley?
So you'll need to make...
Who?
It's
three targets, right?
Yes.
For the first level?
Yep.
So I'm assuming you're hitting the boss and the two lieutenants?
Yep.
That's what I assumed.
Yep.
Charisma saves, correct?
Yep. 18s.
Yeah, me.
No! Nuh-uh. That was cocked. Try again. Nice try. It moved, Paul Charles.
Damn it. I have to roll so high to make your save.
That does not save.
He's going to fail that.
Yeah!
That'll save.
Crit.
That should save.
Should. You see the boss glows and takes that roll. He can steal from his. He can steal a save from his people. So one of the lieutenants has a. What does your bane take the form of? Is it? It's because it's actual magic you use. We'll discuss this.
Yes.
You know, it's for you because we know what it does. It's the D4 minus D4 and everything.
Yes.
Is it like a root around his ankle? Is it like a marker on his neck?
It's probably a thorn, you know, like a little thorn vine around an arm or something like that.
Okay. Alrighty. That was your action. What would you like your bonus action to be?
I'm going to go ahead and give her a bardic inspiration.
Hell yeah. What is it, a D8?
D8.
Put that down.
Athena, it is your turn.
Alright. I'm going to.
Oh, actually. Andrew is going to go up to up to the leader.
Yep.
And hit him with his Warhammer. He's Maul. Also the Maul. Yeah. He is also going to rage.
Yep.
A 19 should hit. Plus 7.
Yeah, hits.
Or plus 8. I'm stealing a D12.
Sounds good.
Oh no, it's
you should have 4 of those.
Yes.
Hooray, I didn't miss anything.
Literally nothing has happened yet.
Andrew's attacking the boss.
Awesome.
24. Yeah. Plus whatever.
Plus 7. So 31.
31 damage to El Bosso.
Alright.
He bellows out and he looks at you and he says, "You impure." He says,
that's supposed to be an insult.
He says, "I'll show you what a real human can do."
Well, we know who these guys are now.
That's just a guess. That's my guess. It's dumb people.
Huh?
Guns.
No, it's the same people who did the riots.
Yeah.
Yeah. Normal human army. NHA.
All right. Now you can go on to...
Natalie, it's your turn. What you doing?
I'm going... to a cold arrow and do the thing. No, wait, no, fire arrow to hit the guy.
You're trying to hit the grenade?
Yes, thank you. And it's going to be an elemental arrow, by the by, because I get
you're
two
numbers. You're hitting the guy or the grenade?
I assume when I'm saying guy, I'm saying the grenade.
Can you do shock?
Oh, I could do shock. That could, yeah.
So hold on. This is your one of your twice a day, which you've already used one.
No.
Yes, you used one against the...
We got the short rest.
Not a long rest.
I'm using shock for this arrow.
So that is your last one.
That is fine.
Okay. And this will not do any damage.
I know.
Okay.
I hope it ruins it.
With electricity.
Yeah.
Roll.
Roll to hit.
And I can use a bardic inspiration to make it, like, bigger? Yes.
Correct.
You roll to hit first, then you can always add it on afterward.
Okay. 7 plus?
No. We're going to do that. I haven't used a single lucky. this whole day.
Hold on, but you have yes.
So I did. What? Oh yeah, I did one. 7 plus 10. 17.
Do you think that hits?
No.
Then roll a d8.
Could I reuse this if I do yes. a lucky?
If you fit,
if it fails to hit with that,
yeah,
you don't lose that.
Okay.
And you can re-roll it if you for the
lucky. Okay.
You need a 3 on it. Yeah.
5.
EC20 is what I set because 5 for being on behind the guy and 15 AC. So your arrow streaks forward and sets off his grenade.
And him.
Yeah. Well, now I need to roll some damage.
I'm getting flashback.
Yeah.
Click. Boop.
I need to go look up the damage on the high explosive grenade.
Did you know that I was going to do this?
No.
Was it like a little dangling tree?
No, I wanted you to have an opportunity to know. I need to roll 40. Natalie, roll 40-10.
I get to roll 40-10s?
Yeah, you set off his grenade.
40. Like the number 40.
4D10. 1, 2, 3, 4.
I was trying to be funny. It's okay. Never mind.
Make some fucking saving throws. Okay.
Ready?
Yep.
40.
Wow, it's...
Not that fucking far off.
62? 29. 29? Ah, so close!
Okay. 29. All right, so the guy you hit is just going to take the 29. There's no fucking...
No.
It's attached to his hip. The other guys have a chance to dodge. So the other lieutenant is on the other side, and you can't get him, but you're gonna have a shot at...
I like to think that there's a moment where it's like, ha, you missed, and then, boom!
I'm going to say you got a shot at 3 more of them. With that. Because they're on each other's side. No damage.
Boom!
No damage, and then 2 full damage.
Ha, you missed. What is that? No.
as the
grenade charges
yep.
and sets off.
Looks like if you rolled a little better, those guys would be dead.
Okay.
That was your first arrow.
Woot woot. Okay, second arrow.
You aiming at one of the guys who's almost dead? Or are you aiming at this the guy who you just attacked?
The guy that was wearing.
I'll do the guy that was wearing the grenade.
He looks at you with hate in his eyes.
Yeah. Yeah, that's fair. 22 to hit?
Yeah, you hit.
7, 11, 12, 13. 13 damage.
Yeah, he's hurt. He's officially bloodied.
That's it.
Bloodied the thing again.
Action.
I call upon my boys.
Ted?
My boy. Well, Harriet.
Harriet, not Ted.
Yes.
You said you'd take Ted.
If I couldn't have anyone, I would have taken Ted. But since... I got all of them, and I feel like I can call upon Harriet. I'm going to call out Harriet. I'm sorry, Ted. I'll bring you out and give you treats.
Ted's a better combatant than Harriet. Harriet's better more for...
Harriet's more for up.
Oh,
or do you think Ted can jump up and get to them?
They're on the same level as you.
Oh.
They landed.
Oh. Okay, then I'll bring out Ted.
Besides, Ted can...
Yeah, Ted is
better. That is true.
He's not nearly as fast.
All right, will you call out my boys?
All right, so you've got Ted and you've got Murphy. Get to it. Who are they attacking?
There he is. They're gonna go to the guy that, has hate in his eyes. We're gonna do Ted first, and he has +7.
So you're attacking the lieutenant. Got it.
14 to hit.
Miss.
Why? 16 plus 7.
Hits.
2d6 and then another 2d6 because he's using himself. And then an extra.
Oh, Murphy.
And his fire elemental is going to be... electricity, because if there's more mobs on him, is my thought process on that one. I have in my hands 66.
Why 6?
Oh. Because Infuse Strike.
Yep, no, you're right. He infuses on Strike. That's fine.
2 for regular, 2 for large, 2 for
small. Yep.
That was a 2. Okay, so a 6, 19, 22, plus 7.
29? Guy looks like he's hanging on by a thread.
Can I use my lucky on Ted?
No. Yeah? Yes, but you shouldn't. Also, Tardy's already passed.
You can do it, bud. I believe in you.
Yes, you can. You did not.
Okay.
Alright. Is that it?
That is him for my turn.
The boss. Who's obviously the boss. He is going to... He has Andrew in front of him, right?
Yes.
Cool. He's going to slash at Andrew 3 times. Alrighty. I got a 24, a 19, and not enough.
So that night, two of them will hit.
He doesn't. Is it, what's his vulnerability?
I don't think we actually determined that.
I had to put it for all of them on the main, their main sheet that listed off your siblings. He's earth-based, right?
Basically, yeah.
I think he's thunder.
Yeah.
Okay, this is necrotic, Dan. So he's not vulnerable to necrotic.
No.
This is the first hit. That was...
12.
12, 10. So that's 16.
So 8.
He's resistant. Oh, he's...
Well, I'm sorry. Raging. Oh,
shit. You only take half from... I'll just reroll it. Okay. It was a piss poor roll anyway. Okay, this is the slashing.
Okay.
He's going to take half of that. 10 slashing, so 5.
Okay.
And 10 necrotic. So... So 15 total.
15 total. Okay.
Second hit, same thing. Slashing damage is 13, so 6.
6.
Necrotic is 7. And with a bonus action, this is not a thing I'm making up, this is actually a thing you can do. This guy barks an order at an ally within 60 foot of him, who can then move and up to their speed and make it an attack. So he points at the guy who's dying and tells him to attack. No, he would not do that. Not that guy. One of the almost dying people, and is going to have them shoot a crossbow. Shoot their flaming rifle. This is a shot at Natalie.
Yes, or, me.
Mirage. 17 misses you.
I think you
have
a
20
armor class.
Oh, yeah, I do.
Yep. Alright, that was his turn. He doesn't have that. He doesn't have that. That's really cool. He has what are called villain action, because it's from Flea Mortals.
Ah, okay.
He can only take each one once per encounter, but they're all fucking devastated. Yep, that's really mean. Okay. I had not read that last ability. Fucking A. And you realize that this guy's obviously using magic. This is not powers. This is magic. This is like, I learned how to do this, and you can roll Arcana if you'd like. You can figure out where his origin is.
+7, 16.
You can roll.
For fun.
Do you have Arcana?
On my sheet, I have Arcana.
Is it bubbled in?
No.
Then you can't roll it.
Can I do a history?
Sure.
That's bubbled in. Oops, I don't know it.
I have a 10 total.
16.
16. You hear a hint in his inflection, and in the style of the runes you see on his weapon, because they are runed. This is Egyptian magic he's using. Okay. Next is the lieutenant is almost dead. He's really almost dead. He has a big cat on him. What's Ted today? He has wings and whatever it is. Is he a tiger? Is he a badger? Is he a mole? Is he a boar? Is he a bear? Is a bear? Okay.
Wait a minute. What's a good animal? What's like a popular?
Wolves, bears, badgers,
the bear.
Lion. All right. So in a blaze of flame from his back, he bolts past their two familiars and charges you. I need you to make me a dex saving throw.
Who you do, Gabriel?
They get opportunity
attack. Suck it. 18.
Do Ted Murphy get attack?
The insert this thing here moves up to their speed without provoking opportunity attacks.
18 plus 8. Suck it.
And also they I'm sorry. Is that for you, Ted or Murphy?
That's for me.
Everyone needs to roll it.
What? Everyone does. Well, that's from... That's a 19.
That's from Murphy. And this is Ted.
That makes sense for Ted. That's a 7 for Ted.
Ted. All right, so,
poor Ted.
8 damage if you failed, 4 if you succeeded, all fire.
8 wait.
8 if you failed. Mm-hmm. So Ted takes 8. You and Murphy both take 4. And now he's going to attack you twice.
I don't think Murphy takes it because of it's a 19. Or is it just... 20 it's only. Not...
Even that's not an official roll. It's a house roll.
Fine.
That's a miss and a hit. I got a 24 to hit you, Natalie.
Hold on. Let me do my math. 98. That's easy. That's 41. Okay, now I'm ready.
Natalie, you take 15 points of... Oh, it's split between slashing and...
Fire. Neither of them. So I'm taking the full 15.
All right. That was his turn.
Hey! You suck!
He glares at you, and you see his teeth have runes, like, on them. In charcoal or some kind? Or some kind of, like, Sharpie, maybe? The next lieutenant.
You have something in your teeth!
The next one's going to do the same thing. He's going to burst past. He's going to, in a burst of speed, is going to shoot past the rest of you towards the civilian. I need everyone who didn't just make it... What?
Going by.
Oh, you've sent it, don't you? He specifically says it does not provoke attacks of opportunity. I think you took... Does not provoke attacks of opportunity. Yeah. It can't leave your... Can you read... I need something.
When you hit a creature with an opportunity attack... creatures provoke attack of opportunity even if they disengage action. When a creature within other than you, you can use attacking creature.
Let me look it up.
Oh,
correct. It specifically does not work on this because it's not actually using the disengage action. Not like it was just that's the official ruling on it for this kind of attack. So like I said, everyone who didn't already roll a dex save, please. And your brother as well.
But he's charging.
He looks like he's charging past you. This is just, he has the ability to hurt you on the way by, he's going to. He's plus 2.
Andrew didn't make it.
He's plus 2. Oh, but he's got a 2. Alright. All right.
I got a 16, so.
You will make the save. So I need 3d6. 9 fire damage. 4 if you made it. Or have resistance. And then he's going to dive out into, he's going to start going after the civilians.
How far did he?
A total of... He's probably 15 foot past.
Cool.
Let me math. They were 30 feet from you. He moved his move, which is 30 feet, and then he got a free move. So that's 60 feet. So you have a 10 foot reach. He's within reach of you to catch him, for sure. On your turn. And then he is going to turn his flamethrower and start to... in front of him. And it looks like one of the reporters does have powers and throws up a wall of ice. But you and I both know that isn't going to last for shit against. So someone roll either, which you like me to roll the hit points for the wall, or would you guys like to roll it?
Doesn't matter either way.
All right, it is 2D percentile. So I'll roll one, someone else roll one.
Into.
Yep.
17.
I got a 49, so it has 60, and it will take, wow, 32. I rolled almost max. So it has 34 hit points. It is, however, guarding the entire... She can re-up it, but she has to not be dead to do. I have a little clicker for that. -32 is 34. There you go. Someone want to keep track of the 34 hit points for the ice shield? Alright, that was the second guy. Now the almost dead people. The almost dead minion. I think they're all just going to shoot at Mirage. And I'm going to roll 6 attack rolls on you, Natalie. When's the last time I just teed off on Natalie? In combat.
Every fight.
Every single fight.
I never fucking get her down, though. Okay. That's going to be 3 hits. 14, 14, 19 plus 6 each is 20, 20, 25. Correct? And I roll... Okay. You don't have any resistance. So, I'm going to just give you the total for the 3 shots. 135. Take 44. And you are on fire.
Well, I don't know if this guy knows stop, drop, and roll, so...
It is an action to put yourself out.
That's fine.
It also does only a d6 of damage every... You don't care. Probably. It's one of the optics of a hero being on fire that's not really great.
Paul? Ready?
Yes.
I'm at 36. Out of 99.
Yep. All right. Lit up. That was my 6 attacks from my minions. Sal! The guy, this is the uninjured one. Yep, he's uninjured. Is he about to not be? Do you have an AoE attack yet? Okay. Someone's got should AoE them.
Yeah.
I think you're the only one with AoE on the team, though, as well. 10-foot radius. These guys are in a 60-foot arc.
Yeah.
I don't know if you have anything
to do with that. I got a fireball.
Anyway. You can get most of them. Anyway, continue. Honestly, it seems like they don't seem to be taking any fire damage. Ah, shit. That's really bad for them. Okay. What you doing I was wrong. He has a 40-foot move. But anyway, you can still get to him. You can still get to him.
I'm going to... with the arm.
I had a feeling you might.
2 attacks. Okay, the one is...
Yeah. AC 16.
Does it matter what the...
if it is fire, it's immune. No. Give it to me straight.
All right. Take 40 damage.
I take 40.
And I probably have his attention now.
Yeah, you definitely do.
As we go to the other... Oh, since I hit...
Alrighty.
I don't get to use it much, but, you know... Now...
3 damage is 3 damage is 3 damage.
I'm going to use...
Yes, I have the butt. I meant you have the bonus action for the butt if you want.
Getting there.
Oh, okay.
I'm going to throw the piercing shrapnel blast at...
Roll me... Tactics for timing. See how many of them you can get in one group.
Tactics, alright.
And give me the benefit of the doubt letting you use your...
17 total.
I'm going to say there's 6 of them, and you could get a maximum of 4. Do you want the ones that are injured or uninjured?
Ones,
okay. It was more the top half or bottom half, and the top half of the injured ones. Okay. They have 4 hit points. They died. Okay. So the 2 injured ones are dead. But the other one, you're still going to get 2 other ones that are not injured.
All right.
Or you're, okay, we're on the same page.
Rolling damage or just...
Yep, roll damage.
34.
They have to make the save or they die. Because they have 33 hit points.
Con, so 5. Proficiency, so 8, 16.
1 made it, 1 failed. Alright. You have your bonus action left. What?
Yep. 15, so 24.
D4, 2d6?
I can read.
I can't read!
Working.
Oh. Actually, I should give this to you guys now because it's beneficial, not specifically now. I was doing some work on the Spark Arms, and at base, they'll give no benefit. Then they'll get plus 1, and then at tier 3, they'd be plus 2, plus 3. So you each add plus 1 to hit and damage with your...
Plus 1.
To hit and damage with your bow and your claws. Because I notice they don't have a plus to hit with your weapons.
So everything... So
if
now
it says bow or claws, you add 1 to damage and hit.
So now it's Chris, plus 9 and plus 11.
It didn't. Really help.
Oh.
Actually, no, it would change your plus. It would give you a plus 1 to hit with your Thunderbolt. Because it's like the spellcasting focus item, so you can add that to your sheet.
Plus 6.
Wherever you have that written.
Just so you see. Yeah?
Yeah. I trust. I...
9 and 6 and 6?
Yeah, that's correct.
So an additional 1 on top of the spell focus?
Because spell focus doesn't add 1 to hit, no, hit yet, does it? Yours adds 1 to saves. Now you hit both already.
Yeah, no, it adds. Yeah.
Yeah, so you get the extra pulse. Not that it's useful for anything, but Thornbolt hits like a train. So I will take an additional 3 damage. You hit me, what, 3 times? So I'll take the extra 3. Next. All right. Chimera, you are first. The boss... Oh, I'm sorry. Correction. The boss is going to do a thing with a villain action. Mwah! Ah, ah. He's going to pick... His two, there's a blood red glow around him and his two lieutenants, as well as the remaining people. They seem to get a little.
Okay.
However, Chris, it is your turn, and you can take your turn.
Yes.
We'll leave the gap for.
I am going to go ahead and cast. So just so you know, I took 2 3s, a 4, a 2, and a 1. 13.
Yeah.
So I'm going to use my level 4.
Yep.
And I'm going to target the big guy with the psychic lance.
All right. Roll int save.
What is it? Int save.
He is going to choose to succeed.
Of course he is.
And you see, as hold on, there's a thing that happened. All of his allies blood pours from their veins. Black blood seeps out as it forms a shield around him, around his head. Kind of fucking ball. I have to go mark 5 damage on 5 fucking guys, 6 fucking guys. Good thing he gave them temp HPs or they'd be dead. Well, 2 of them would be dead.
All right.
It does half damage if I succeed. I think it does half damage. Rotham second lens.
Half, yeah.
Roll damage. Roll a thing. Yeah. 776.
Yeah. Turn 28.
So 14. He doesn't like
you. That's okay. I just realized something.
Huh.
Rolling. Oh, the lieutenant should have banished.
Only the one? Yeah.
Oh, that's right.
And he used the flamethrower instead. Because it doesn't require rolling.
Okay. Fair enough.
You have a bonus action?
I'll give the bardic inspiration to...
Cool.
Mike this turn.
Alright. Natalie, it is Athena / Mirage's turn.
Beautiful. I'm gonna run up and claw.
Who? Okay. So, you have, there are... There's the guy who's almost... The lieutenant who's almost dead.
Okay.
There's the other lieutenant who's almost dead. There's... A mook who's half health, 2 mooks at full health.
So realistically speaking, right, I'm going to roll this die. This die's pretty kind to me. And then I should go for the half health guy.
Go for the lieutenants.
Go for the lieutenants?
Right. Go for the one who's not engaged. So
I'll go for any lieutenant who's
engaged. Or you want to have Ted attack him first because Ted could probably drop
him. You really believe that Ted's about to drop him?
Yes.
If he hits.
Yes.
If Ted
hits, he drops him.
Ted?
He's only got... He's got...
Ted?
He has this many hit points.
He did it! Yeah, I rolled a 19 for Ted!
It's sad that they don't get your credit on 18s and 20s.
I know.
Now roll that damage.
Okay.
He's what, 2d8s or 2d6s? 6s.
No, 2d8s, sorry.
It is 2d8s, yeah.
7, 8, 9, plus 7 for...
Drops.
Oh, thank God.
Hold on. When he dies... each creature within 5 foot takes 5 fire damage. Okay. So, it's Ted and Murphy. Each take 5 damage. As black and orange blood sprays from his body.
Oh, I injured him.
Oh, you're right. He's on the boss.
Yes. He's gonna reckless.
I would.
Rock and roll.
7 and 9.
You miss. Natalie, it is still your turn. It's Murphy's go. He has there's the lieutenant still fighting.
Other lieutenant.
Murphy could make it to him.
Okay.
Yes.
13 plus 7 for 20.
Hits.
2d6. The 2d6 for.
He's gonna use infused strikes for himself.
For the lightning, should I use it for him or should I use it?
The one lady party over here helping clear the field.
That's what my job is. Oh, shit.
She is the DPR queen. Like, no one here doubts that, right?
Mm-hmm.
No.
Though, Mike, you're not that far off now. Well, now that we've fixed her damage a little.
420. That's not right.
He dies, and the same blood spurts out.
Five
damage to you, and Mike, it's 5 fire damage, so you take 2. It's not close enough.
Oh, neat.
Cool. Now it's my turn. I'm going to run up, and I'm going to smack a thing. Half-health boy.
This is the minion at half-health.
Yes.
And he's dead.
Dude, those claws are loaded for murder. I swear to God. Audience, that's another nat 20 with that die.
So do we start tracking nat 20s?
And the funny thing about it is, she's rolling the same die.
Yeah.
And it's only when she's going to attack
that. Seriously, she for Ted it's a 3, for her it's a goddamn 20. It's the same die. Like, at this point, it's like the universe is like, nah, she deserves it. You killed him with your bonus.
Oh my God.
So
I like to think it's the universe balancing itself out with Ted.
Fucking A, Bubba. Shit.
I don't even know my own strength.
All right, well, there's 2 more right next to him.
Oh, okay.
Go to town.
What's your bonus?
+9.
I gave you part of inspiration. 14.
You miss by one.
Fuck.
Last hit.
Use
the waiting.
Hits.
Okay. Thank God.
Hold on to it.
Should be 2d6.
Correct. We forgot to. I forgot to ask myself.
Oh, minus 5 plus 10.
But it doesn't really matter because it's
the 9 and 6 is 15. Cool. He's hurt, but he's not dead. Alright, the boss.
I don't like having my animals go first, because then I'm like, wait a minute, I'm missing something after I go.
Hey, but it was more effective because he would have wasted your turn.
I know.
The boss, actually, on the end of your turn, he's going to use a villain action. I am fire and death. It's literally what it's called. I need everyone within 20 foot of him, which is Andrew. She's within 20 foot of him for what she's attacking the minions, because they've been moving. Probably Ted. You're definitely not Mike. And then Chris, you might be. What's a good number to D12 for you, Chris?
6.
You're within it. I need that con saves from you guys, from everyone I asked, Ted, Murphy, Mirage, Andrew, and Chris. So everyone but Mike.
Andrew is purple.
He's proficient, so 7? No, so, okay, 13 fails.
Mirage got... Murphy got 1, and Ted got...
The DC was 15 con.
Perfect.
So who failed?
How much? You said 15?
1-5.
Okay. Andrew failed.
Okay, so here's the damage. This is fire, and then it's half fire, half necrotic. On Chris, yeah. This is the fire. 10 fire.
Okay.
So, that's 5 for Mike. 10. Oh, you're out of it. Oh, it's just regular.
That's why I didn't even buy a roll of dice.
5 for all of us?
Yeah. It's a total of 17, of which Chris, 12 is necrotic. So you'll take an additional 12.
17.
You succeeded, so 9. So 8.
So take 12 necrotic. I made my same.
Yes. She took 17 total. Okay. And it looks like he has a halo of that around him. That'll do a thing if you hit him in melee, it seems. All right. Now it is his turn. Oh, that's hilarious. No, this is cool. It has a thing. Well, I'll read the ability. Because it's neat. When a non-minion who Varrox can see within 60 foot of him takes damage, he magically summons 3 recruits who appear in unoccupied spaces nearest the damaged person. So every turn he adds 3 minions to the fight. No.
It's his action.
Reaction. So, okay. I'm going to forget they fucking exist. Okay. The CR half. Okay. What the fuck? Okay. All right, they're gonna be useless. I'm just gonna make him hit a little harder. That's dumb. He'll use his reaction to bolster his attack, as he's going to try and carve into Andrew, because Andrew's in melee with him. Wait, yes. Is Mirage in melee with him too?
With the main
Not
guy?
Yet.
No.
Okay, then yeah, carve into.
She's hunting minions.
He's just gonna take 1 extra. Instead of summoning three more people, he's gonna give him 1 extra attack.
That's pretty accurate, though.
My dice want Andrew to live.
I see that. It's Andrew's day today.
6, 6, 2, and a 14.
That's all gonna miss.
Plus 8. 22.
So 1 hit.
Does he care about fire? He cares about slashing, right?
Cares about slashing.
That is 12 slashing.
So 6.
And then 7, 8 necrotic. I should have done that. Dead.
Ted?
Alive. All right. Oh. So this is the one that Mirage is currently in front of. So he's gonna.
Andrew gets
his. And he's gonna he takes a dagger from his hip and throws it behind you. Make a dex save.
You bitch. How fucking dare you?
Murphy as well.
I want a lucky dad.
Mm-hmm. The DC was 13.
No, that first. No, 13 dex, you said?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
What is it, 14?
13.
He makes it.
So it is, if you fail, it's 9. If you succeed, it's 4.
You weenie little bitch.
Then he's going to try and stab you, but I don't think he's going to get the plus 5 to hit. My dice said, fuck you. Okay, good. That's a 24 to hit for 7 damage. He's going to shank you with a knife.
Didn't he just throw his knife?
He took,
out another one.
He had frozen knives. He had an enchanted blade that has an explosion on it. It's called Fire Moat, and he gets a recharge on a 6. He's not going to get another turn. I'm not going to roll that die. The next one's just going to try and stab you twice. Actually, no, he's going to throw the knife, then stab you, because that makes more sense. Dex save for you two again.
Okay. Yep. Excuse me.
Don't bother rerolling.
Okay.
If you fail, it's 4.
If you succeed, it's 2.
2. I rolled a 1, 1, 2 on my d6. He's going to try and stab you now.
Good champions roll.
I know, right? And then a 2 on the d20. Okay.
Yeah, he just...
Murphy and I are at the same health? HP, which is 15.
I was trying really hard to knock you.
You are trying your damnedest Sal, to kill me. Holy shit, dude.
All right. Okay. We're going to...
Boss man.
We're going for some big lightning damage.
Would you like to inspire that?
20.
Even up.
Thank you.
If it's double... No, it's triple because it's the one...
3d12 can...
It's under the plot.
Get everything right, and then you... it was 3d10.
Exosuit.
Right, exosuit.
That was my disc. I was like, I don't remember being there. Yep, 30, you're right, 32. Yep.
Because you boosted, why bother taking that?
Correct, yeah. Right.
Problematic.
I'm hurt. I'm bloodied. You see lanes of black start to appear in his neck and rolling down his arm is black and orange. Oh, the runes on his armor are now visible. It's the same Egyptian rune.
Do anything else?
Who's after? After that is who's after you, Mike?
Me.
Top of the order.
Round 3.
All right.
Villain action. He's gonna choose not to use that yet. Okay. Oh, you hit him in melee with a melee, right?
Yes.
You'll take half of the fire. So it's a D10 of necrotic and a D10 of fire.
Cool.
Here, the fire is 3 for you. It's halved already. And the necrotic is 3, so 6 total. Chimera, it's your turn. Oh, sorry.
Well, yeah. How far am I?
30 feet? 45, 30 or 45 feet?
All right, because I'm going to go ahead and move up to her.
Thank you!
Cure wounds?
Cure wounds, second level.
All right, double them dice, don't forget. Your D8's over there. I think you have mod already.
So you're swinging on for Andrew.
Yeah, the Chimera, it's the same thing.
Well... Somebody's
26.
Oh, thank you.
Bonus action?
I'm going to go ahead and give you the...
Or Andrew.
No, I'm going to give it to him.
All right, cool.
Andrew's on his own.
All right, that was your action, your bonus action, your move. You're done.
Yes.
Andrew.
Reckless swing.
12 plus
8. Wait, hold on. Yes. I have this thing right here.
Yes. 12 plus 8, so 20.
Yeah.
And I did forget to add the extra 2 to his damage for when he's raging last time, but...
Barbarian Rage is better in my world.
Oh, is it?
You might want... Hold on. I have it in the Barbarian Changes. Yeah, double your proficiency bonus instead of just the 2.
Oh. So
Rage attack, 6. You get plus 6. 6, yeah. That way it actually scales with your level.
So I'll see. Have you hit him once before?
Yes.
I'll take... Whoa. Okay. It's not all dice that hate you. It's just yours. Because mine fucking loved you. Holy shit.
18 plus 8 is 26 plus 7.
It's 33.
Plus another 6.
12. From the 6 before.
Oh, yeah.
33 plus 12?
Yeah, 45.
He really, 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 really doesn't like you. Okay. Is it his turn over?
Unfortunately, yeah. Not much he can do.
On his end step.
Roll the necrotic and
fire. 2 fire, 6 necrotic.
So 12 and
Is he vulnerable under chronic as well? He's vulnerable to thunder.
Oh, that's right. He's vulnerable. So, 6-8. Okay.
Black runes form in the air in front of him, and he and the two other two remaining mooks teleport back into the pod, and the doors start to close.
Oh, Andrew? Or no, the
two remaining...
Right, I'm going to have to go kill them now.
It is Athena's turn. They have not closed yet.
Is there, like, a button?
Not visible.
Did they push?
Yep. And roll perception. Let's see if you saw it. Everyone can roll perception, actually.
16 plus 9.
25.
Andrew is oblivious, but...
13.
so proud.
25?
So, 225s.
Yeah.
You saw that when he teleported back in, the pressure, the plate that he landed on came down, like sunk in, and the doors
are closing.
Yeah, they're closing. It looks like they'll be done at the end of the round. So you'll have you have this round to hit them before they go
so
away.
So my thought process...
So everybody will get around.
Is if correct. I use my claws to jam it, to keep them open, could I do that?
These are big old metal plates.
And I have, like, claws.
3-inch thick steel or titanium plates.
Mm-hmm.
No, end of the round. So he...
No.
He already went.
Oh. Gotcha. Too bad.
He has the siege monster ability, so he would just fucking destroy the wall. Now, you would not be able to stop it. Your claws are not physical. They're like an energy.
Okay.
So you could cut them, but you...
I'm running in after them and I'm stabbing them.
So your option is to jump... You could literally just jump in.
I'm jumping in.
Son of a bitch.
The way...
17 yeah. plus
You know
nine.
What you gotta do? I'm done.
17 plus 9.
And who are you attacking? The boss?
Yeah.
Well, fuck, you hit.
That hits anything on the board. That hits me.
You know what?
I know.
11 plus 9.
Is it your second? Okay. Mm-hmm. Your first one drops him.
Are you sure?
He has 10 hit points.
But...
Roll 2d6.
Yeah. 2d6. 5, 6, 7, 8. 8.
Plus 6 is 14.
Okay.
Hit the next guy.
I hit the next guy.
Need a hit.
The 20 to hit.
Hits the mook. You might not kill him. He has full health.
Wait,
almost full health.
And then an additional 2d6.
From Murphy?
No, for the both that hit.
No.
You don't get that anymore. No Ren. You
know,
Murphy reaction.
Murphy.
10, 16. Still up. You have your bonus action attack.
And then one more.
So you have your extra attack for two weapon fighting.
14
he
plus
drops.
9.
There's one left in there alive.
Okay.
With you.
Okay. I hold my claws in front of him.
He shits his pants.
I hold
he's
my claws in front.
He's wearing his brown pants today.
Are you...
He regrets
call
not wearing...
It, call it now.
I can't stop the pod. Only the captain could. And he points at the person dead on the ground.
Find out how now. And then...
The energy claws?
Mm-hmm.
He's part of the brown pants brigade already. On his turn, he'll try.
Okay, fantastic. And then I'm going to try to keep the door open with Murphy.
Okay, you're going to have Murphy try and, like, hang on the edge?
Yeah, and sit.
You're going to make him big?
Yeah.
Lore? Huge?
Mm-hmm.
No, that's very relevant because his weight multiplies by 8. Boom! Roll me a straight up strength with triple advantage. How large would be advantage?
No. What the fuck?
Do you have a Bark Inspiration die still? No, you used it. Roll athletics. What does he cut? 17. As a huge creature, he reaches up and slams the thing down.
Yeah.
You can walk out now. There's still a minion in there.
I know, and I told him what to do, and I'm watching him.
So do you walk out, though?
No. I'm waiting for him.
Okay, I asked. Dead guy.
Should wait. If I don't wait with him, then he might not do it. But if I do wait, I feel like there's going to be an explosion.
You have no idea. Sal is at the end of the round, though, so there's a good chance he can save you. Murphy did open the door.
Murphy kept the door open. Okay.
Okay, so after that is him. He frantically searches the boss's pockets.
Okay. I'll help him. Can I help him or not?
No.
Okay. I didn't roll well, did he? That looks like a six to me.
He goes like this. There's nothing in his pockets that would be useful. He holds up like a grenade and a black and gold sigil.
Give me that. That.
He holds both. Here you
no,
go.
No, I don't want that. No. Take it. That.
Take them both.
Oh, I'll take that and put that in my pocket.
The ship's about, the pod's about to launch back into the sky. Can we not be on it when it goes? They're going to kill me.
You may go. But you have to stick with me.
Sure. Can I not be on it when this thing launches?
We may go. We may go.
Well, you can't move. He walks off.
You used your action.
Ted, grab me!
No. You have to wait for Sal.
Sal will save you. He walks off and he sits. He takes his sword, throws it off to the side. He takes his flamethrower, tosses it off to the side. He sits down and lays his hand, like, lays.
He knows the proper.
He assumes the position. He lays his face in the ground with his, you know, hands crossed behind his back so you can see where his hand and palms are. He knows what this is. And he rolls away a little bit, so away from where the flames will be.
Yeah.
And then Sal, it's your turn.
Can I grab her?
You have a strength of. You'll definitely get her. Roll an athletics check for me.
With advantage.
That's fine, but just there's got to be some.
Yep. All right, 15 plus 6.
You're good. DC was 20. DC was, I think it's at 16. So you need to roll a 10.
Yeah.
You managed to grab them both out. The pod, sensing that the nothing on the floor stops.
That's kind of what I.
Yep. You hear fighting coming from the other sides.
Yeah.
I'm not going to roll out those combats, but is there any abilities you'd like to use to help them out?
Andrew is going to go and take us.
Absolutely craters it. I'm not even going to make you roll for it. He channels the earth and just his hammer gets bigger and bigger and bigger as he swings, hits it and just knocks the fucking door off one of them. Just absolutely craters it. Yes.
Yeah. We just fly him up in the air and let him drop.
No, these are drop pods, like from Space Marines. And like that was the leaf that Murphy yanked down.
Yeah.
So throughout the next probably 2 or 3 minutes, it's frantic fighting. You guys are helping, healing, hurting.
Yeah.
Be real info that I can.
Exactly.
You know, trying to flee.
Let's see of the ten pods. Let's see how many others managed to capture theirs. It'll be a you know what? There's 10 of them, right? Each of you roll 3d20.
Order does not matter. Each person rolls d3.
Correct. Each person rolls 3d20.
Fuck you. All right. Yeah, you definitely beat all of mine.
14, 15, 14.
Mine are all in order.
The DC was it was a 15 on the die, and you say they captured the boss.
6, 7.
Eight.
Nothing.
14, 15.
One saved.
15, 15,
19. Hell yeah!
With my dice is a fucking menace. And then so of the 10 pods, you guys, they managed to capture 5. Which, honestly, for the fact that they're so like self-sacrificing, a couple of them figure out that the guys fucking blow up if you hit them the wrong way. And the headmasters, you kind of get to turn and watch. As they put on a motherfucking clinic on how to take out overly sized things. You see, hold on, let me pull this guy's up. I'll give some flavor here for you. You see Merlin just go full Iron Man on him. He's flying around with his suit. He's blasting out firebolts and he's blasting out disintegrates. Basically keeping them guys in the middle so they don't come towards you. You see Revolution has disabled one of the giant head, like, wreathed in flames, like, black flames all over his body. They're just gone, because she's channeling, so he can't use powers. Then you see, Rubella Black, the maestro, just single-handedly dismantling this mech. She is up in it, she's got a wrench. And a power and a fucking impact, and she is taking it apart, rivet by bolt by bolt, like at unheard of speeds.
I am picturing.
Yes. Yeah. Exactly. Like
nothing to shreds. Let's go.
The Packmaster, his two hellhounds are belching flames at the you know the, one of the other giant things, while he is essentially tactically commanding the group, because that's what he does. Mm-hmm. The general is just launching rocket after bullet after missile after just the rain of pain on this trio of monsters is absolutely, like, fearsome. People are looking at the penguin with fear in their eyes.
As you should.
Amaterasu and Kitsune, it's not fair. Yeah. Amaterasu has the power of the sun, blessed by the goddess of the sun. You see, near the end, she gets frustrated and she says, fuck it, I'm going to end this. And a blade 20 foot long appears from the end of her sword amid a pure sunlight and just carves a line through one of them, cutting the mech in half. And it falls over. You notice that Pharaoh, from Gaia, he's just made the river, just keeps punching them. They're getting punched with the river, and it's devastating. Like, they get pounded 20 feet, 10 feet into the fucking dirt. They're, like, crawling their way out.
I mean, 500 gallons of water will do that.
500?
Just a little.
10,000 gallons of water as a fucking fist? Yeah. Is it just, like...
I was lowballing it.
500 gallons wouldn't even fill this table. Like, okay. From the ground to the table, this would be like almost 1,000 gallons.
No.
Like, I could fit 50 or 60 gallons. This would be like 500 or 600 gallons from the bottom to the floor.
Yeah, maybe.
To the window.
Still, the point.
It's a massive lot. Amount of water, and it's an aqua fist. Just bam, bam. And he's just standing like this. Get him. Like, he's directing it like a conductor, but with one finger. Hit it. And at the end, the mech is cut in half. It's absolutely shredded. Inside, there is a very small, deformed, like, no legs, no arms. He's hooked into it. And just spitting vitriol. And he reaches down with his chin and bites a pin, spits it out, and he... the giant was killed. There's no other way to fight it. And what was the last thing? That was the other large thing? It was a giant, a mech, and... Oh, the dragon.
Yes.
Oh, the Drake.
Dragonoid.
The Drake. He fucking left.
He's just like, yeah, we're losing. Bye.
He looks at Merlin and says, hold on.
I could go now, Roy.
No. My family is in your debt when he doesn't attack him when he leaves. You can do with that what you will. Okay. The fight ends, and they the captains who haven't been able to blow themselves up are rounded up. Most of them are dead. There's one who was kept alive, and it was Gravity Gal just kept him floating. And he, like, until he passed out. Because, you know.
Spinning until he throws up.
Well, no, Tori coated his head nice, until he passed out. But just kept him spinning. It's really hard to fight when you can't, when you have no sense of gravity, and you can't see, and you can't breathe. The one of them survived, and it was them. That was the 19-year-old Art. You guys fucking murdered him, so don't worry about it. I'm sorry. The Murder Queen did it.
Hey!
What is that card?
Massacre Girl.
That's Mirage's nickname.
She plays Mono Black in Magic.
I don't know. I looked at one of the bad guys, and they just went, ah!
She definitely plays Mono Black in Magic. Alright, anyway. So, the fighting ends. The headmasters gather up. Anyone who's... Of the people who surrendered, let's say there's two more, one lieutenant and one mook who surrendered, and then the one unconscious guard captain, and then the one you guys have. Mm-hmm. And they're all, like, huddled in the middle. You try to, and they go, you get, like, the
I like to think that the one that we have is, like, stay away from that one. She's so scary.
They won't. They're afraid.
The girl with the dog and the big cat.
You're not a dog.
I know, the bear.
No, they do let you keep the flame pack though. The one that let him dash forward really fast. He says it's not safe to use right now because it does so much. It like radiates so much heat. They were immune to fire somehow, so the heat didn't hurt them. But you might look into doing it properly. It lets you move your speed without provoking a attack of opportunity as a bonus, and it's a burst in a line, and it you can do it right now. It does 3d6 fire damage to anyone in the line or along your path, like a move by. I can copy and paste the text if that'd be easier for you, Or it's just the Hobgoblin Fire Runner. That might be even. The Hobgoblin Fire Runner? Yeah, those are my lieutenants. I'll send it to you later. Just write that you have it, okay? Yep. The rifles are confiscated. They look at them and these are cobbled together shit. This is obviously some, you know, high-tech super who made them work for now. Like, in the next 2 hours, they're going to fall apart. You can look at them as they were, but they don't work.
I'm familiar with this kind of jank.
Bullshittery, yeah.
This jank.
No, really, it is. He says jank's a good word for it. He says this shouldn't work.
Got it.
No doubt. That's what I have for that. Like I said, they come together and they're very complimentary to the teams who succeeded. No one lost anybody. Nobody died. There's a lot of teams that are down. That like someone's unconscious or looks like yeah. It's a lot of civilians were injured, but by like stray shots.
Yeah.
Let's see. All right, another d20 for the squad. Three d20s. Sorry, each 3d20s, and you're gonna add 4 each.
Oh no.
All right. I need any number that's under a 10. I need to know.
Six.
Plus. Total with the plus 4.
4.
Six. So 8.
I got a 6.
So 3 total.
Yeah, the other two were.
There were 3 civilians. Now let's see. Well, let's see who they were. D12 each. And I'm sorry. Out of the d12s. Natalie, what's your good number? It was a not influential journalist, but it was a journalist.
Oh.
Mike, good number.
7.
The one, he was a kid.
Oh.
What would be the worst thing? I was like, what would be the worst?
Yeah.
This was not your team guarding them. Your team protected the civilian.
We had help.
Well, it looks like all of them had some help. It's just a matter of you guys took them out in 3 rounds.
Yeah.
Versus every other team is not built to take them out in 3 rounds. They're built for sustain. You guys are built for ah! All at once.
Yes.
Nova. Number?
3.
6. It wasn't a kid, but it was like an 18, like a 17 year old who was like on a journalism for, you know what? It was a school journalist from a school in the UK. Unimportant journalist from, a kid from the UK, so obviously the UK team are like broken, and everyone's sad when they find out what happened. Bunch of other injuries with the help of the crew, it goes fine, like you guys managed to do it. The Vanguard hasn't reappeared.
Look over at Shinsoku. Is all right.
Well, he's like, hold on, let me see if I can call them. Like, let me see if I can like
get a hold of
them. He pulls out his phone. He's like, Brightforce, where the fuck are you? What? No, there's no way. There's no way you're inside a pyramid. No, seriously, there's literally not a way you're inside that pyramid. I've been there. You don't fit. All right, I'll come get you. He says, hold on. He says,
Rico, do not blow the top off of it.
He's
no.
Like, he says, I'm bringing Alpha Squad just in case. In case y'all are mentally deranged. Click. He's like, all right, you 3. Come here.
Okay.
Bridget! And, oh, she appears. You just notice she's getting, like, there were people with taser darts and, like, with, like, darts in their necks that, like, there might have.
Get there?
Exactly, like, yeah, you had help, you just weren't noticing it. There were like another 4 or 5 guys that she handled.
Yeah.
like her job.
Yeah,
she handles the problems that you might run into. He says, all right, hold hands. Yeah, 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 whatever. Poof, you disappear. You're inside a, looks like walls made out of sandstone. It's like a 100-foot room, which makes no and sitting in the center inside a geodesic magical half sphere. Yeah, it's it looks like a d20 cut in half.
Yeah.
Underneath are the rest of the Vanguard. They're just like, hi, Rico couldn't blow us out of here. We tried.
I like to imagine that Luna is continuously hitting it with her sword.
Oh yeah, it's just going ting ting ting. She hit the sword ting ting ting. It's hemispherical with a flat bottom. Gout. Can we come out, please? He looks at it, he's like, you have disintegrate. Why did you not disintegrate it? And Rinko goes, I used it already. Why? There's a big monster here. He points over like a pile of dust about 50 feet away.
Disintegrate?
Uh-huh.
He's got up to 9.
You're right. He says, I tried, it didn't work.
There's also the one.
He's like, I haven't used that one, but I don't know if I should. If it every of the spells bounced back. And then...
they're a little bloody.
Yeah. This this is the shell of Agamara. Or Agamara's A-G-A-M-A-R-A shell. It is an 8th level spell that it creates a dome, a hemispherical field that reflects magic back in. Correct. Magic can come in. It is a kill box. It's a magical kill box.
Oh, okay. That's fun.
I will relay that to Shinsoku.
Oh, magic?
Doesn't work. No, he says, you see, most wizards would dispel magic.
Lower or counter something.
He says, 9th level dispel magic might. I'll try 8th first. Dispel magic. Roll a caster check.
Says yes.
He fails. Roll a 10.
Plus
6. 7. So 17. He needed an 18. No, he'd be fine. Because they're over, yeah.
Among other things.
Yeah. The magic shudders and then bursts and it unleashes a torrent of magic upward. And or you see a tiny a crystal set into the ceiling and then it goes up and out.
The crystal goes up and or just the energy?
Just the energy.
Okay. It goes into the whatever.
Goes up and out.
Okay.
8th levels. Shinsoku says, I might want to learn that one. He looks in the ground, he's like, ooh, runes! And he like writes them down. Yeah.
Of course he does.
Write them down. I won't, you know, it's good to know stuff.
You guys don't know where it went yet. So you look and you're like, it does, you look around and you see the craftsmanship. Roll history. And I'll roll for Shinsoku. Well, I rolled a 3. You guys have a chance of beating me. He has reliable talent. Never mind.
17 plus 7 for 24.
You matched him. Yeah. However, the nat 20 over there is gonna break this a little bit. Art, how'd you not do?
I don't think I got that.
24.
18.
24 is average right now, or you know.
18.
That's still not bad.
Yeah.
With an 18, you're pretty sure this is Egyptian make, or at least it's made like the pyramids were. It's slotted stone, no grout.
It seems like
Egyptian. 24, you and Shinsoku are sound and Shinsoku are pretty sure. It's older than that, but you don't know. It's older than the Great Pyramids, but it might be one of the lesser known ones because there were a bunch of other pyramids that just don't get nearly the hype.
Or they were buried.
Natalie, on a nat 20, she's a bit of a history nerd, right?
No.
Is she proficient? Is she proficient or no?
No.
She's not proficient. So she.
You saw one of those ancient aliens.
Exactly. Exactly. And you're like, it was about 2 years ago. You were so sick from school, and you were just flipping through, and you lost the remote under the couch. And you were just stuck.
Murphy hid it under the couch.
As far as you know, she lost it. Yes, it was stolen. Because Murphy wanted to watch the Egyptian special.
Of course he did.
The Egypt special. And you watched as there was a tomb. That was located in the southern part of Egypt versus the northern part, like all the way down like near where it would enter. I believe it's to the south of Egypt. What?
No,
I literally just saw this because they're about to go to war.
Future you. How are you? Yes.
Off to the east.
Sudan, like almost to Sudan, like down by those rivers and the temples, and. There was a pyramid they found that was only like 200 foot across, or there was it was only like 20 foot across. Mm-hmm. They're pretty sure it was covered, and they had a super who had the ability to like do a seismic sense, and they figured out it only had 100 foot wide at the base, but it was buried under like 100 feet of sand, and it had a big old hollow in the middle. But what was left on top was a crystalline tip that no matter what anyone tried, they couldn't break it. They couldn't remove it. You're pretty sure you know where you are.
I know where I am.
Can you explain that?
Yeah.
He goes, weird, I didn't see that special. Then you realize it was Ancient Aliens. Now that I'm thinking about it,
it really, I think it was Murphy that hit the remote under the couch.
He goes, yes, I did it all the time. I love the Egypt special.
You're not related to Ramses. So you want to be Ramses, but you're not Ramses.
So, but you guys, he says, well, if that's all it is, he looks at you guys, scatter, 120 foot up. You appear about 20 foot in the air. Drop.
Grab.
Actually, sorry. He casts Find Secrets and finds a bunch of, like, hollows. He's like, sarcophagi, 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 sarcophagi. There's a bunch of bodies in here. Like, a bunch. And they're in well-preserved in sarcophagi, not just, like, dead bodies. This is important. Something is here.
Ooh. Okay.
And then he touches like, the side of his head. He's like, okay. This really was important at one point. He says, Latine looks at him and says, what was it? Vanguard looks at him and he's like, what is it? He says, Hero knows this place. And I just sent him an image of it. And he said that we should not be here. So, I'm going to get us out. He says, there will be nothing of interest to us here to search. So, he scatters you guys up. You appear on the sand. It's very, very hot. It's sandy and it's awful and sandy. It's everywhere.
Boo.
Anyone in armor regrets it. You have a hermetic seal, so you don't regret it as much as everyone else.
I have resistance to fire.
No, it's the itch, because it finds its way in through everything.
Yeah.
But you see that the crystal that was formerly black or like a blackish clear is bright blue, and there's a beam of light shining straight up.
Oh, lovely. That's a signal.
Streaking towards
the moon air.
We are going to steal the moon. God. Paul. Charles. Paul. I don't want to go to space.
Wouldn't be you guys at this level.
If I knew Rico better, I'd probably don't blow.
Shinsuke says don't blow up the moon.
Yep.
Aww. He's like, if I just put a little bit of my magic into that beam, I bet you I could blow it up. He's like, but we need the moon.
Are you sure? Yes!
Yeah, tides are super important. There was a thing, like, if you lost the moon, how bad it would be. It'd be horrific. The Earth actually relies on it a lot more than you... It was a book I read that the moon was gone. It was fucking with shit. I wanted to look up how close it was. It was pretty fucking accurate.
Yeah.
Anyway, magic shooting up towards the moon. Alright. But, so as they... You know, you guys are kind of standing there. He says, alright, well, guys, Demon, do you have anything to do in this part of the world, or should I leave you here, or do you want to come with? He says, nah, I'm good. I don't have anything else to do this time. Take me back. Can we just go back to the whatever? Yeah, sure. And they teleport you back to London. And pretty much everyone else is gone. The closing ceremonies did not happen. Later in the next week, there'll be an online thing, you know, apologizing, you know, and saying next time they do this, there'll be a better security. Complimenting the teams who succeeded and defending all, you know, all the civilians and, you know, extraordinary valor, that kind of shit. And you guys kind of get a Benny in your cape, you know, feather in your cape hat, as it were, having defended this kind of thing. And you are left with the body to look through, like through his pocket. You have a golden black sigil. That you turn it and it has some Egyptian lettering on it.
Ooh.
Can anybody read it? Can anybody read Egyptian?
Thanks. No. You found something I don't have.
Okay. Shinsoku looks at it for you and says, but it won't, if you don't read the language, it won't tell you what the word magical effect is. He'll tell you that the word is power, but it implies power over man, power over other men. Or other people, and then the magic trigger when you figure it out, it with a blood sacrifice you can bind it to yourself, and it gives you those magical abilities he was using, make his men stronger, teleport him and his men.
Okay.
That kind of his villain actions came from this. Okay, yeah, blood sacrifice grants AoE temp HP buff and AoE 60. And then you also get that grenade, which is a high-explosive grenade. If someone wants it, they can have it. You know, it'll be in your... It can be in your, mm-hmm. your going-away kit.
Your recovery.
Put on an arrow?
As is, no. With help, yes. Would you like to write down the stats on it? Let me know when you're ready. It is 4d10 bludgeoning, dex for half, and it's 8 plus proficiency plus dexterity.
Plus 8? 8 plus pro plus
dex.
Dex. Oh, Jesus.
It's just
Christ.
Placing the grenade. Or dex or strength, whichever. Dex slash S. Because that's the way they're doing grenades now in the new version. Alright. So yeah, you guys, there's nothing on him that's of any use. The sword is scrap metal. It's just the rune made it so powerful. He does have the micro rockets on his shoulders that he never used. You check him out, you're pretty sure someone jammed them in Bridget Waves.
Yeah.
He says, yeah, they're micro. Those are pretty standard micro rockets from the wars about 20 years ago. They're not really great. They have a lot of attack. They shoot a lot of attacks, but they don't really do much. There's no way you could, like, you'd have to wear his armor if you wanted. They're known specs. Basically, it's a 2d6 fire attack, single target, but it's scorching ray and an item. But it's a second level, it's a third level scorching ray, so you get 4 of them and you get a certain number like of reload. Given to our third level scorching ray proficiency bonus per long. If it was changed instead of having like charges to power by you, that's what it would do, or just 3 times for sure, enough for 3 reloads. So what would you guys like to do? Or I think actually,
sleep.
Yeah. So as you guys go home, you go back to, no, they're gonna throw a party today because even if things went badly, you guys go back to the hotel where all the teams are staying. You find out you were all staying at the same hotel, and
just different.
Exactly.
I have a
sure. You guys shared a win.
I guess the question is
Great aunt. Oh yeah, great aunt Becky.
Uh huh.
How do you know her?
I met her at one point.
Man, she's been retired for years. She just got a new job.
Yeah.
Or I guess she said it's her old job, but that doesn't mean Thunder coming back is not public information.
Okay.
Just it hasn't disseminated out yet, unless you're FSA. She's like, yeah, she said she's got her old job back and she's super excited.
Yeah, I'm sure she is.
Well, do you know what her job is?
Yes, but I can't tell you.
That's not fair. And she like stomps 1 foot. She's like, I'm gonna have to get Aunt Becky to tell me. That's bullshit. And she kind of like leans in and she's like, so, you want to go to the party? Or want to go sightseeing?
Well, what are you guys doing? What is her team doing?
They're going to go to the party because they were told by their handler that they. Okay. And Tori is a good girl, but she thinks it'd be fun to go on a date in London. So she's willing to blow, maybe like make an appearance, then dip.
We probably should just do that because too many other things that could go.
She says, that's fair. Maybe another time.
Yeah, so,
when he hits 11th level, all the time. Oh no, higher level. It'd be 13th because it's tier 3 from plants. Then transfer plants. He can just walk.
Yeah, tree.
Walk into tree, walk out other tree.
The big oak shop.
Yeah.
And a magic shop, yeah.
Save his houses. So yeah, you guys are the party is they throw it at the pool, like, and it's an indoor pool because it's October.
Shall we find out what the Russians wanted?
I'm assuming we're going.
Gonna say because Athena, I feel like, is on the floor.
She's
passed out.
you are carried with through the party, woken up gently. Our Murphy wants to go to the party, so he picks you up.
I'm on a
Murphy back.
The chair. One of those, like, the beach.
Oh, the sedan chairs?
Yeah, one of those chairs, and I'm just out.
So you guys get to the party, and
with sunglasses on, so nobody sees that you're unconscious.
You guys get to the party, and you're all awake for this portion. And
I swear to God,
the people from the block come over, and they...
One more fight!
And they clap, and then they all bow, they bow, and they say, thank you.
To all of us?
Thank you to all of you. And their captain, who... Red Eagle or Krasnia. She says, if it wasn't for your actions, we would be dead.
You just hear soft snore. And then a Murphy just smack and I'm like, ah, what?
Why? What did
we have been informed by our handler that there was an attack planned on one of our missions but the people who were supposed to be part of it never made it. We would not have survived. And they did some research for us and reached out to contacts, and they said that that your team were responsible for saving our lives, even if indirectly. Thank you.
Okay.
You have friends in Moscow if you ever should need them.
Definitely.
That's a good... That...
Yes.
Jesus, now I'm going to go join the cannonball contest. And she flies up into the air and does a massive cannonball.
Of course.
And someone says, no powers! And as you guys can think about having a bunch of super teens being told no powers in a pool party.
Yeah, that's never going
to
happen.
I think it's time to end.
Good night,
everybody. Good night, everybody.
Good night. My God.